Let us start three lines from the bottom. We hear a machlokes, two baraises, if a zov goes out with a kiss, that's mekusher lepi ha'omo, if he's chayev al tzaitzo, or if it's not chayev al tzaitzo. So the Gemara first wanted to be mevayer that the svore pshute is, even though that is not the derech haitzo of a kiss, but since this person, in this situation, needs to carry out the kiss in this oifen, so it's called derech haitzo. So if Itake needs the kiss, if there were two riyas and he needs the kiss to be mevarer, if there was a third riyah, or if he's in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim, so he needs the kiss to be mevarer, that there was no riyah, so then that's called, since there's a Loshon of Rashi, the Kivin the Tzricha Loi, since he needs it, in this oifen, Havalela di Dei, Derech Haitzo Bekach. So that is Pshat in the Baraisa that says, that if he's yotzei with the kiss, he's chayev achatas. But we have another baraisa that says poter avolosa. So what is pshat in this baraisa? So the Gemara says there it's speaking about that he doesn't need the kiss. It's speaking about that he saw already the third riyah on Shabbos, so he doesn't need the kiss to be mevarer that he's a zov gomor. Shabbos he can't start counting the shiva nikiyim. So there's no necessity for him to make such a haitzah. So then it's called shalai kederech. Then there's a ptur of shalai kederech. Because that is not the derech to take out a kiss. So the Gemara asks, no, he needs it, even if it's the third ri already. But there's a tzairech in this haitzah that his begadim should not become dirty. Omar Rab Zeire, Hai Tanuhu. The Omar Kol Atzuli Tinuf, Loi Kochoshev. The Tzairich of Atzuli Tinuf is not considered a Tzairich. That's not considered a necessity. The Snan, we learned in the Mishnah in Machshirim, Hakoife Ka'ore Ala Koisel. A person takes a plate and it turns it upside down and it's covering a wall. If the purpose is he wants, it's raining, and he wants that the ka'oro should get washed from the rain, so that's called that the mayim was tchilosei l'rotzein. There was a rotzein on him to use the water, so mamela this mayim will be machshe. Im bishvil shelo yiloka ha'kaisel, but if the only purpose of the putting the ka'ore on the kaisel is that the kaisel should not disintegrate, should not get genizik from the rain, einai b'chiyutan. So then, it is not considered b'chiyutan, and the Gemara wants to be medame, this to our case that kol atzule tinov is not considered a tzairech. Rashi has a pshat in the Gemara. Before we see Rashi, let us learn the Gemara according to Tosfos. Kol atzuli tinuf loy kochoshev. So Tosfos explains the Gemara as follows. Afal gav dahavi urche bekach. That means a person who wants to be matzel begodov from the zive, so that's the derech how to take out the kiss. Kiven v'leihavi ulchei elo mishum atzulei tinuf. Since the only reason he's doing it is because the purpose is atzulei tinuf, leichashvinen heitzo ki ulchei. That means if there's not a legitimate purpose, there's no real tzairech, atzulei tinuf is not considered a purpose, so therefore that is not considered a heitzo ki ulchei. Teida. So where do we see this yesod? The hakoife ka'ore bishvil shelo yilke hakoisel. If a person bends over a dish, over a kaisel, and the kavana is that the kaisel, the rain should not fall on the kaisel and be mazik the kaisel. Einoi b'chiyutan, so the mayim is not marsha. Afal gav, the neicholei shen neuflim hamayim b'rochik min ha-kaisel al yedei ha-kore. He wants that the water, let's see, the rain falls on the ka'ore, and it jumps 2 feet away from the kaisel. So he wants the water to be there, 2 feet away from the kaisel. Aval gav de nichalei shen neuflim hamayim berochik min ha-kaisel al yedei ha-kore. Kiven de loy nichalei elo mishum atzulei tinuf, but since the whole nichuse is only because of atzulei tinuf, leichashvinin nichuse legabi hersha. So that is not considered a nichusa legabi hersha. That, I want it there, I want the mashkin to be there. So that is not considered a nichusa legabi hersha. Why do you want it there? Because you want that the kaisel shouldn't be genizik. That is not called a tzoyrech. That is not called I'm a shimush that I'm using the kore to get the water there. I want the water there. The ikar purpose is I want that the kaisel should not become nilke. So the same way, if the only purpose of carrying the kiss is because I don't want the begodim to get dirty, so that is not considered a itzah ki ulche. That means this is not considered a tzayrech. So if there's no tzayrech, it does not make it haitzah ki ulche. Haitzah ki ulche is only when there's a legitimate reason why I'm doing it, and that solas tinuf is not considered a tzayrech. So let us see the Gemara further. So the Gemara asks, mi dami, hosam laikaboi lohu lahani mashkin klal, Hachi kaboi lohu lahai kis likibule bei zive. So let us see how Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Oporech hosam loinichalei bahani mashkin klal. There, not pshat is he wants the water to be there. He doesn't want the water in Gansen, so there's no nechuse for the water. Loinichalei bahani mashkin klal. Hoche nichalei bahai kis likibule bei zive. Here I want the kis to be mekabel de zive. Ubechiai gavne she mekabel mayim latzuli tinuf choshev mashke lerotz. In fakert, if I'm doing a pula to be mekabel de mayim, even though it is only the purpose of the kabola is latzuli tinuf, that is called choshev mashke lerotze. Now let us see the Gemara further. The Gemara brings a raya to this yisoy. Haloidomi elo leseifer. That we see, if you want to be medame tehersher, so in the seifer we see if a person wants to be mekabel, if a person wants to be mekabel mayim, even the whole purpose of the Kabbalah is to be matzel the kaisel, but if he's mekabel the mayim because of this purpose, that's called a nechusa. Elo le seifa. The seifa of the Mishnah says as follows. Areva shenosna, sheyered delef le seicha. This is the Bach's girs, and this is the seifa. A person, an areva is something similar to a big keli with a big base kibble. Something similar to a bathtub, or it was a big keli. Areve shenosno sheyered delef l'soicha. So he put it on top of a kaisel, and he wanted that the rainwater should fall in the kaisel, in this areve. The reason why he wants the rainwater in the areve is because he doesn't want it to fall on the kaisel. Mayim hanitzim v'hanitzpin Einon Bechiyutam. So when this Areva fills up, and this water that's flowing over the Areva, or it's spritzing out of the Areva, Einon Bechiyutam. There's no Nichusa on this water. V'shebisoicho Areze Bechiyutam. But the water in the Areva is Marsha. This is called Chilosei Berotzein. I want that the water should be in this Areva. What is my purpose that the water should be in this Areva? That it shouldn't fall on the Kaisel. But I want the water. That means, so this is called Atzeirech. This is, I want the water here. So even though the ultimate purpose is that the Kaisel should not become Genizik, Afal Pikein, this is considered a nechusa. This is called chilasei lerotzein. So memele, if we want to be medame the tzairech of haitzah to hechsher, so fakert. There you see, if a person wants to be mekabel the mayim in order that there shouldn't be a hezik, that is called chilasei lerotzein. There's a rotzin of the kabbalas hamayim. So the same thing over here, even though the reason I want to be mekabel is shalai tiloka hakoisel. So the same thing over here, that if the kiss is, he's carrying a kiss in order that the begodim should not become metunit, so memela, this is also considered uchei. So this is, if you need a tzairah, if you need a tzairech in order to make such a haitzah, to make it uche, this should be considered a tzairech. Let us see Taisus. V'chi heichi techoshiv mashkin hamiskablin. Just like the mashkim which is mekablin a keli. Aval gav de latzule mitinofein. Even though the ultimate purpose is latzule mitinofein. Mishum dach shevinu kaboloson, but since he wants to be mekabel the mashkin, because latzuli mitinef, ochinami choshev kis hamekabel ziva latzuli mitinef aitzo kiyuche. So this is called atzorech. I need the kise to be mekabel the ziva latzuli mitinef. So this should be considered aitzorech legabi aitzo to make it ulche. That is more or less how Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Kofo ka'or ala koisu, sheyerdim kshamim olov, areihu bechiyutan, dachshevinu lahanach mashkin. This is the first case we're speaking about, that he wanted the water to clean the ka'ora. Dachshevinu lahanach mashkin, he was machshev this mashkin. He shows that he needs the mashkin. He's washing the ka'ora with it. Hero bedati shetzorich lehem. Va'av ha'gav d'lein nichalei nefila shenofla al peiris lachas mans. Even though later, when this mashke falls on peiris, he's not zufrieden with this. Havu mechshorin. The snan, the Mishnah says, kol mashke shetchilosei l'rotzein. That means if there was a rotzein on the etzem mashke, even though later there's no rotzen that the oichlem should come in contact with the mashke, but as long as it was tchilase l'rotzen, that's sufficient in order that it should be machshe. But what if he put the ka'ore on the kaisel that it shouldn't, that mishvil shalo yiloka ha-kaisel, so the ka'ore was put that the make shamim should spring off the ka'ore and fall away from the kaisel. Tahainu ha-tzulei tinu, loichoshiv lei hach kfiye. So Rashi says, the kfiye, the pu'ula that he did, is not choshiv. So l'chayre, it's very difficult to understand the medubar over here. The medubar over here is on the mashke. Does he want the mashke? He doesn't want the mashke. Here Taisvah said pshat the nichelei shenoiflum hamayim berachik min hakoysel ayidei hakore. He wants that the mayim should be there. There's a rotzen on the mayim. And that rotzen is not considered a rotzen because it's latzuli tinu. But Rashi speaks about the ka'ore. Leichoshev leihach kviye. This pula that the kviyas ha-ka'or is not choshev, is not considered a choshev pula. So we have to understand klar what Rashi means. The Sfasemis says he doesn't understand b'chla Rashi's pshat. I don't know in what nikud he doesn't understand Rashi, but this alone is difficult to understand. I just was thinking, I'm not too clear in this inyan, but there's a Mishnah in Machshirin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. A very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamarid eso ilon lohoshir mimenu hamashkin. There was a tree that was soaking wet with rain, and he doesn't want that the rain should be on the tree. So he goes and shakes the tree, that the water should come off. So the Mishnah says, Hayoitzin bechiyuta, that the water that drips off the tree, he did a pu'ula in the tree to get rid of the water. So this water is machsha. It's considered chilosei l'rotze. So the Mishnah Achreine brings down a taisvis and krisus. A taisvis says, Afal gav de loy nichelei bahani mashken meikore. He doesn't want the mashke. He wants to get rid of the mashke. Mikol mokim, kivin shemoitzi oisom biyodayim bikavone, achshevinu. If a person is goyres the mayim and he does a pu'ula to get rid of them, that's also considered he was machshev the mayim. But wouldn't have a chshivis, if it wouldn't bother him, he wouldn't be geiris the mayim, he wouldn't do anything about it. Kivin shemoitzi oisom biyadayim bekavone, that means the mashkin is bothering him so much that he's looking to shake the tree to get rid of the mashkin. Achshevinu, that's called, he was machshev the mashke, and that is called chilosei l'rotze. As I have mir a mishneh in machshirin, I have to know pshat. Abo kaponim azoi shtei. So we see to do a pu'ula to get rid of mashkin is also considered tchilosei l'rotze. But that was, he did it b'yodai. Here, by the kviyas ha-ka'ore, he also did something to get rid of the mashkin. But this wasn't a pu'ula b'yodai. This was, by putting a ka'ore, it's going to go off memeila. So, since it's not a pula b'yodayim, but let us think of the first case. The first case is also not a pula b'yodayim. He put a ka'ore there in order that the ka'ore should get washed from the make shomer. By that pula, since there's a positive need for the make shomer, so that's called yutan dum yudachi yitain. So we consider ki'ilu, he put the water, that means he did a pu'ula in the water, even though the etzim, the whole ma'isa that he did was putting a ka'ore on top of the kaisel. But if the pu'ula of getting rid of the water was not like he was ma'rid an ilon, he just put the ka'ore there in, and that made that the water shouldn't be there, lo'ichoshev le'hach kviyeh. So this kviyah is not called, could be that's what Rashi means, this kviyah is not called ki'ilu, he did a pu'ula to get rid of the water. That means if he needs it, hudach, that is considered that he did a pu'ula. That's the first case. But if he wants to get rid of it, that is not considered a pu'ula. So memeila, so we see a purpose of Shiloh Yiloka HaKoysel is not considered, is not Lechoshev Lei, that doesn't have a Chshivis, that is not considered that he did something. So the Gemara says, Midomi. It's no Tzushto. Hosom Lei Nichelei Bahanach Mashkin Klau. There's no Nichuse whatsoever with the Mashkin. uberzoin eilo yerdu. Und hei nami de kvies korech shivalei, anan chshivuse de mashkin beina. Even though this is considered a choshev epule, but he has to be machshev the mashkin. Ukvi yizu eina elo legalis aleim sheini chofetz ben. By being koifer the ka'oreh, he is showing he doesn't want the water, but he's not being machshev the water in any way. He's maged an ilon, he's machshev the water. That's what Taisus and Krisus says. But by doing this, by hechshe, you have to be machshev the water. Here he's in no way being machshev the water. Avol hochel inyin Shabbos achshivuse daitzo kabdin, and here you have to be machshev the aitzo. There has to be a legitimate reason for carrying in such an oifen. So this is called, he's doing a davar choshuv with the kis. There's a purpose. The kameboy lelahatzel abogodo. Here he needs the kis in order to say there's a tzairich to make such a haitzo. There's a tzairich to make such a haitzo. By hechshe you have to be machshev the mayim. Kviyas akor is not called he did something to be machshev the mayim. Unless Riyidas Ilan is called, he was Machshev the Mayim, but not Kviyas HaKa'or. So there was no Chshivas done, there was no Davar Choshev done with the Mayim. But here we need, he has to be Machshev the Haitzo, there has to be a Tzairech to carry the kiss in such an oifen. Here there's a Chshivas, because there's a purpose why he's doing it. Holei Domi, Al Kochach Im Lehechsher Zroim Bosel Idmuye, if you want to be Medame, Hoitzo te hechshes roim loy te dame elo lahach. Sheyeire derev lesoicho mishni bimeseches machshirem. Ashnu yacha ha-seife da koi vesakor. Vohoch isna harei vesheyorad ha-derev lesoicho. That's one half. Hinicho, which was not negeyos. Hinicho sheyeire ha-derev lesoicho. He put the areva there. For the extreme purpose that the delef should fall into it, that the rain should fall into it. So the loch is asoy. Ani chesher adav, osoy chamayim hanitzim vatsofim, beshami oimrim bechiyuta, mesiloloim remainim bechiyuta. Not all ashoivcha, eilu veilu moidim shein bechiyuta. It means even though it's not all ashoivcha, he's not going to use this water, but the water in the keili is It has a din of tchilasei berotze. Umikol mokim yesh lishmoyach mahachsei, v'gedr sinim besvorim, nos no larei vizu, sheyeret hadelv lesoichom, af al gav de itzuli tinifu, even though the reason he put the areva here, is atzuli tinuf, afilu hochi, midaloi kofo. So that means he could have accomplished the same thing. The Ika Kavan is that the rain shouldn't fall on the Kaisel. He could have turned it upside down, it wouldn't fall on the Kaisel. And by putting it right side up, and the water should fill up the Arev, it's also not falling on the Kaisel. It's Midaloi Kofa, Goli Daite, the Achshevinu the Kablon. So it was also Machshev the Mayim. He said, I don't want the Mayim here, but the Pule, since I'm putting a keli to be mikabel the mayim, because I don't want them here, and I'm not kof al pi, this is also called a pule that is machshiv the mayim, and it's machshivari. V'havuch shuvim oison shebesoicha. So the mele, that is sufficient. That is sufficient to be machshiv the mayim. That means if there are two ways of me to get rid of the water, and the oifen I chose was that to be mekabel the mayim, so that's called that was machshev the mayim. That afilu be the loikofo goli daiti dachshevinu lekablom. That means he's machshev the water, and as they feel that he'll fill up the keli and he'll fill it up and then he'll throw it away. Ba'vechishuvim oisum shebesoicha. Ha'chaitzo nami samemele the haitzo of the keys. Nami achshiva, there's also a chshivis in this eitzol, a kabule by kis aizive. So there's a chshivis in the kis, because I need the kis to be mekabel the zive. Ava gav the bezive loy nechalei. even though he doesn't want the ziva, but nanlich yuba yatzos ziva lemadrin eloi tzos kis, and he wants the kis in order to be mekabel the ziva shelo yitan fukela. So bekitzer, the Gemara holds that this is also a tzoirich, and therefore that should make it ulche. Hanitzin lemerchik vatzofim lemaylok shehim eleya. Eine bechiyutan b'loi nichelei bahu, in those that flow over. Aber bekitzer, we have a problem. We have a problem that the Gemara holds that even though it is after the third riyah, and the only purpose that he's wearing the kiss is latzulei mitinuf, that also is considered a haitzah, that is also considered a tzairech to make it a haitzah ki ulche. That is the Gemara's kasha. So what is pshat in the Baraisa that says that azov sheyotze bekis, it's potter avalosa? Before we see the Gemara's first, let us see Taisvis. V'shebesoicha hareze bechiyutan, the water in the areves bechiyutan, ein ze bemishne, al shashas medagdik mitinoket hanitzim vanitzofim, einon bechiyutan, according to Beisilo, mashma shebesoicha hareyein bechiyutan. But bekitzer, we have a shvera baraisa to be miyash. So the Gemara says, Ela abaye v'rove da omri tavayu loy kosha. The machloikis of the two baraisas is ho rab Yehuda v'ho rab Shimon. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ho rab Yehuda, the baraisa that says that he's chayiv chatos, so it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar melocha she'eino tzricha legufa. A melocha that theoretically he doesn't need to do what he's doing. She'beritzaino loisase ve'eino tzorech le'iker tachlisa. He doesn't need the tachlis of the melocha. The whole purpose of the melocha is lesalei kahezik. I don't need the melocha mitzad the melocha. I need the melocha lesalei kahezik. Kihocha. She'ein oi tzorech leziva zu sha'al yoda bo hakis hazeh. He doesn't need the ziva. And the whole reason he needs the kiss here is in order, adava shlili, that the begodim shouldn't become metunah. There's no tzairech ein tzricha legufa. A marshal of a melachish ein tzricha legufa is the Gemara says further in Hamatznia. Let's say if there's a kezayis min hameis, and he takes out the kezayis. The reason he's taking out the kezayis min hameis is in the house. He can't get into the house, so he's taking out the kezayis. Now, when he takes out the kezayis, he really doesn't need melechas etzah. It would seem he needs the kezayis outside. He doesn't need it outside. He needs it that it shouldn't be inside. The ikar is that it shouldn't be inside. That's why he's taking it outside. Atzad nochosh, that there's a nochosh that's chasing him, so he traps the nochosh. He doesn't need that the nocha should be trapped. He needs that the nocha shouldn't bite him. That means the tachlis of the melocha ain't a tzricha legufa. He doesn't need the guf ha melocha. He only needs it lesalei kahezik. Rafal pikein, so that's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds a melocha shein tzricha legufa is chayit. He doesn't need the itzoras hameis. The Rab Shimon poiter. So the Gemara says that this machloikis is the machloikis of the two baraisas is the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda Rab Shimon. Melocha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv or poter. Let us see for 1 minute, Taisvis Tav Tzadik Dalet Omed Aleph. This is Rashi's Pshat in Meloche She'en Tzricha Legufa. That the whole thing is a Silika Hezik. Mirzainai Lehayaba. Rashi in the Mishnah Grad of Tzadik Gimel Amud Bey says Rashi repeats himself in a few places. Rashi in the Mishnah Tzadik Gimel Amud Bey says Rab Shimon Poiter Afilu B'mei Sholem, a person took out a Mei Sholem, Dav Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufe. V'chol Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufe, he doesn't need the Gufa Melocha Ela L'Salka Me'olo. The Tachlis is he wants to get the mace out of the house. Not that he needs the mace and the Rishus Harab. Have a melocha shein tzricha legufa de beretzoynoi leiboloi v'leihoyo tzorich lo. He doesn't need it there. He only needs that it shouldn't be in the house. Hilkach lav meleches machsheves hi l'Rab Shimon. So a tzorich, not a positive tzorich, the tzorich is hazels nish doten, so that's not called a tzorich. So here Rashi seems to learn the tzorich is that the begadim don't become metunif, so that's called betzim and ulcha yitzicha. The Gemara falls off from before the Gemara wants to have a pilpul. Is it called aitzor ke ulcha? It's not called aitzor ke ulcha. Aitzor ke ulcha yitzicha is in the pulas aitzor, since he has a purpose for doing it, that's called is a tzorich. But since the melache is not done, the melacha is not done because he wants the kiss there, the ikka tachlis is he wants that the begotten shouldn't become metunif. So memela, that would be considered a melacha shein tzricha legufa. And dachsach mir, according to Rashi, so it is only a melacha shein tzricha legufa, if we're speaking about that this was already the third riya was today, and there's no purpose bechlal to have the kli there, only to be matzal the begodim itinav. This is called amalocha shein tzricha leguva, which according to Rabbi Shimon your potter. Now, for a few minutes, let's just see Taisvah Stav Tzadik Dalad Omed Aleph. Taisvah Stav Tzadik Dalad Omed Aleph, the matzal Rabbi Shimon Paita. So Taisvah has a different beer in amalocha shein tzricha leguva. Nira lari, the malocha shein tzricha leguva kori, ksha oise malocha, bein tzorech la oisai tzorech ke'ein shahoyu tzrichin la b'mishkin. That means when melachis were done in the Mishkin, they were done with a purpose. So in order to be chayiv, the melach has to be done with the purpose that it was done in the Mishkin. But if it's done because of a different purpose, not for the purpose that was done in the Mishkin, so that's called a melach she'ein tzricha legufa. So Taisus says further. So Taisus first gives a marshal of a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Ki tzayrich shahoyse melacha nasis b'shviloi b'mishkin hu guf ha-melacha. The purpose of the melacha in the Mishkan, that is called the melacha v'shei rasha. Lefiz asi kuli shapel. Hoytzoas ha-meis, when he's taking out the mace, ain't tzorich lemace. He's taking out the mace, not because he needs the mace outside. Ubemishkan hayatzrichin lachafotzim sheitziyu. In the Mishkan, they needed that the chafetzim should be there. So the purpose of itzor on the Mishkan was because they wanted the chafetzim in that rishus. Here, by the mace, ain't tzorich lemace. He does not want that the mace should be here. Now let us skip the Taisus. Now Taisus speaks about Aitzor Sakis by Azov. Taisus a few lines further. Vizov Bekis. It is around from the beginning of Taisus. It's seven lines from the beginning of Taisus. Vizov Bekis Shaloye Tanfu Kailop. Havi Einai Tzricha Legufe. She'enoi tzorich lekis atzvoi. He doesn't need the kiss there. So here Taisva says, the hitzor I'm making on the kiss, and I don't need the kiss there. I need that the begodim should not become a tunet. Vafilu limnois riyoisov oinekiyim. The tzorich hakis. Now here Taisva says, afilu, according to the maskonis ha-gemoret, Afilu, he needs the kiss there. to be minor the Rias, or to be Seifer Shivanakiyim, Mikomakim ain tzarich lahitzazu. I don't have to take out the kiss. Dochenami sagilei Yosef bechaduchte. That means if he would be home, whatever the kiss is doing, he doesn't have to take out the kiss to do what he wants the kiss to do. That means he wants to go out, so he wants the kiss to go along with him. By the Mishkan it was fakert. He went out because he wanted that the kiss should be out. That's why he took it out. So there the tzayra chaitza was, the only reason he's going out because he wants to take the kiss there. So that's called the malacha is done with the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Masha'inkin over here, the ikir is he wants the kiss together with him. So if he's going out, he wants the kiss to be with him. That is not the tzeirich that was in the Mishkan. The tzeirich wasn't the Mishkan, the tzeirich was he wanted the kiss should be in the reshus that he took it out in. Here that is not the tzeirich over here. Let us get back to our Gemara. Tane devei Rabbi Yishmoel. Yaitzei Odom betfilin be'erev Shabbos im chasheicha. That even though we learned that a chayit is not permitted to go out, but machat, because Shem, he might forget the machat, he might carry it in Shabbos, but yaitzei Odom betfilin be'erev Shabbos im chasheicha. My time it. What is the difference? Given the Omar Rabba Barabhune, Chayiv Odom Lamashmish Betfilin Kol Shovisho. A person is Mechuyiv Keseida to be Mamashmish the Tfilin, it should be not be Messiah Das from the Tfilin. Kalvachayma Mitzitz. Matzitz She'ein Boy Ella Askora Achas. The Tzitz was only one Shem, it's at Kodesh Lashem on the Tzitz. Omro toire vohoya al mitzchay tomich lo yisir daite mimenu, the kind God who was not permitted to mesir das from the tzitz, trillen she yesh behen as koreis harbe, alach as kamo vekamo avade givis, that one is not permitted to be mesir das from the as koreis and the trillen. Hilkach, mitcher dochilei, so he'll always remember that he's wearing trillen. He won't forget about it. So memele, there's nothing but to worry about. Yaitzi Adam betfilin erev Shabbos, because as soon as they come Shabbos, he'll remember that he's wearing the tefillin. He can't be Messiah das from the tefillin. So there's no chash Hashem yishkach v'yaitze. Tanya Chananya Oimer Chayev Adam lemashmesh bebigdoy erev Shabbos im chashech. Amar Rav Yosef hilchas rapsi leShabbos. This is a very important halacha. This can be mapful from a lot of Chilul Shabbos. Zogt Rashi, im chasheicha, v'loi chashin andil menofik bo mishetechshach, because he's never Messiah das from the tefillin. V'hoya al mitzchay tamid, k'ro yeseirehu, lahach droshe, to tell us he shouldn't be Messiah das from the Sitz. The kvakovalei mokim v'hoyal meitzachara. There's a different pasuk that tells us where it should be. So the Chodesh Aviv explains, so this is an Ibrike pasuk, so this pasuk is telling you v'hoyal mitzchay tam, is not telling you where the tzitz should be. No, mitzchay is like moichay. He should always be thinking about the tzitz. V'hoyal moichay tamit. He shouldn't be mesiach das from the tzitz. L'mashmesh bebigdoi. Before Shabbos, before he goes out, he should be mashish bebigdoi, shlo yei koruch bishum dovo, nothing should be tzugechepet to the beged, pen yoitzi enu. The Sam Sefer says, David Rashi says, shlo yei koruch bishum dovo, maybe there's something in his pockets, what does Rashi say, koruch? So he says, he's putting on the Shabbos the kebekeches, so Mustami doesn't have anything in the pockets, but could be something that Chugichepet with it. Shalayei koruch b'shem dovo pen yaitzienu, that's the chiyuv mishmush. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Lo yefale eskelov. The Mishnah said, we learned two halachas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lo yefale eskelov. he should not take out the kinim from, they shouldn't be mevayer the kinim from his begodim. V'lo yikra lo'er haner, and he should not be kairei lo'er haner. So the Gemara declares a shayla. Ibo yilu, what is pshat in the Mishnah? Lo yefala es keilov bayoy. Is the isa lo yefala keilov, does that apply by day? Shemo yari. Chazal asked, he should be mevayer the kinim from his begodov. Maybe he'll kill the kinim in the process of being mevayer them. The Rabbi Lezer, in the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, the Sanya Omer Rabbi Lezer, Ha'hoire kine b'Shabbos, the person kills a kine in Shabbos, ki lo'hoire gomo. That means he's just telling you that there's an Isar of Netilas Neshama, even though a kine is very minute, it's garnished. There's an Isar of Netilas Neshama, just like there's an Isar of Netilas Neshama by a big berry, a gomo, there's an Isar of Netilas Neshama by a kine. V'lo yikra lo'oir haner, and one should not be kairei le'oir haner, shemo yate. So the Mishnah is telling us two separate halachas. There's an iser of pili begodov, he might come and kill the kinim. And there's an iser of kriya le'oir haner, shemo yate. Oidulma tavayu shemo yate. It goes together. The holy iser le'yefales begodov, v'layikra le'oir haner, both are, he shouldn't be mefala begodov, and he shouldn't be kairei le'oir haner. That is the Shaila from the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Hilchas Rabsi, Dover Godel Yeshkan Lafrishay Meisr Shabbos. Shema Yarek, Ubiyoim Nami Yaskina. And the Mishnah is speaking about Bayoim also. Ula Oiraner de Masnisin, Ala Yikra Koi. The Sfasema says a pilpul, what is the shayla of the Gemara? The Gemara clara shayla if there's an iser of pili begodim without the iser of hatoye. So, we can learn two ways the shayla. We could learn that be'emesin, that by pili begodim, bechlau there's no gzeira of hatoye. Because when were they geyser of Atoye Saner, they were only geyser by reading, which needs a lot of concentration. So then it could be, since he's so engrossed in his reading, that if the light is not sufficient, so subconsciously he'll be matter than there. Because he's too engrossed in the reading. Masha Enkain Pili Begodim, which doesn't need so much concentration. So it could be Bechlau, there's no iser of this b'chal no iser to be mefala begodim lo'er haner. And what is the iser? The iser is, because the mission is going according to Rabbi Lozor, that the iser of begodim is shema, that maybe he might go and kill a kine. That's one way you can learn shat in the Gemara. So according to that way, he says that the Gemara, according to this tzad, there will be no iser, not according to Rabbi Lozor, there won't be any iser whatsoever. Shema yata pasnish. Although the Svasama says you can learn differently. You could learn that the Gemara always knew that the Gzeira of Shemo Yate applies by Pilib Godem also. Anything that he's using a light, so there's a chash because if he needs the light, he may subconsciously be Mata the Ner in order to increase the illumination. That the Gemara always knew. So, Pili begodim, the Gemara knew a zicharos, not according to Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara Shaila is, but maybe the Mishnah is telling us that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer, and the Mechadish is a new Isser of Pili begodim, afilo shaloi kenegedaner. So, the Sfasemis is medayik from Rashi the second way. Because Rashi says, Shemo yarek ubiyoyim nami yaskine. That means belaila tzicharosa. The Gemara never had a sabi that belaila should be mutter. Belaila tzicharosa al tzegzeir of shemo yate. The Gemara declares, maybe our Mishnah is telling us that beyoyim it's also osa. Lo'oir haner de masnisin, that vice this is an iser lo'oir haner, only lo'oir haner, alo yikar koi. By day one is permitted to be kairi in a sefer. Kahire gomel kloima de godel miyot. Aidulme loir haner diktoni atavayu koi. that the only iser of pilui begodim is only loyraner. The tavayu shemayate, avol biyoyin, with his nor shashav shemayate, shapir domi. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Toshma, ein poilin ve'ein koirin loir haner. It says in the Baraisa, ein poilin ve'ein koirin loir haner. So we see clearly that the Isser is loir haner. So the Gemara asks, mi alima mi mas nisen. So what is this Baraisa better than the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, lo yefales begodov lo yikra loir haner. We had a tzad, maybe each one is a bezundere Isser. So the Baraisa also we can learn like this. Ein poilin, there's an Isser of poilin. Period. Al shem yari gakinim. Ben kairam lo yiraner. The shayla is what did the makshin hold? So let us see Taisvis. Mi alimo mi mas nisin. Vaha poishit salke daitoch. The poishit tell the Baraisa dalko leforish tvei mi mas nisin. The Gemara knew you could safe shot in the Baraisa in both ways. But a Baraisa should be more explicit. Ba'oi de b'raise k'toni ein poilin ve'ein koirin mash metfei de koi lo'ir aner atavayu. Mi mas nisen de k'toni li yifale es kelov. So yifale es kelov means a besundere sach. We're speaking about the kelov. Yifale es kelov v'la yikro lo'ir aner. But here it didn't mention Omru ba'aliyas chananye ben chizkiye ben gorm. These were the loches that were neschadish Bali is Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gog. Let us see Rashi. Toshma diktoni lehaner betavayu. Bachsam in the Svasemis says that why did the Gemara have to bring the Seifa of the Baraisa? Eilu min aloch ishamu Bali is Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gog. And here you have enough in the Baraisa en poilun lehaner ben koirun lehaner. So he says, could be, maybe this Baraisa is going according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, there's an Isser. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar. They hold there's no Isser Hariga Anakina. We'll see later in the Gemara. So maybe the Baraisa holds. The Baraisa is going, and Poilon Lehaner, Ben Kairon Lehaner. This is according to the Chachamim. According to the, but could be our mission is going according to Rabbi Elazar. So what did you prove from the Baraisa? So he says that's why the Gemara brought the ve'elu min halachi she'omru bali is Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorm. That means there was the halacha that it says in this Baraisa and what it says in this Mishnah. There was one halacha. There wasn't two. The ve'elu min halacha she'omru bali is Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorm. So this is the same what it says in the Mishnah. These are the halacha. So it's not two days. The Mamela says this is the only halacha that was said in Poilin Loir Hanel. Let us see Taisvis. Shema Yarek, Perish Arab Yosef Miolainish. So we have here, there's an Issa, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's an Issa to kill a kine. So in Chacham, we'll see later, disagree with him. The kina, what is a kina? Hainu Shchaira HaKeifetzes. It's a type of an insect that it has a black color and it maneuvers through jumping. And how did he know this? The chsi v'hach esafar ha'oretz v'hoyu lekinim. So we see that the kinim come from the afar ha'oretz. V'derech shchoyra ha'koyfetzes lotzeis min ha'oretz. And that we can see, the shchoyra that is koyfetz, this comes out min ha'oretz. In this the pasuk calls kinim, so this is considered kinim. Ubazois nechliku oval olav rabbonon. The rabbonon disagree with Rabbi Elazar, and they hold that there's no chiyuv netilas nisham. Aval pirosh. This is a gemara further. Nishmai nishrotzim. That a pirosh, there is a chiyuv of netilas nisham. Now the shaila is, what is pirosh? Pirosh, he hakina horeicheshe. This is a kine that creeps. Doesn't jump, it creeps. That is called a pirosh. The chayiv oleho afilu l'rabbono kedamrini beperik shmai nishrot. So Rabbi Yosef Mialainish, they were bakant with two types of kinim. one kina was black, we'll see the other one was white. The black one jumped and the white one used to creep. So Memele, so Rabbi Yosef Milayner says that on the white one, there's no machlokes. That's Pirush what the Gemara says further. And that is, there's a chiyuv, the Netilas Neshame. And the whole machlokes is on the black one that jumps. Veinir le Rabbeinu Tam. Domrinim bemedrish. Af ki enoish rima. By a person, there's af ki enoish. Calls man is alive, he's an enoish, there's also rima. Eilu kinim sheberosh. These are the kinim sheberosh. Let us see the gears of the Bach. Vein derech shcheira ha-koyfetze sli is berosh. So the Ben Tam says, so let's see the lies which are on people's heads. These aren't, this is not the shcheira ha-koyfetze. This is the levona ha-recheshes. Ubenide perik beis. Shalach lo masrikuse miktal kalmi. He sent her a comb that kills lice. So a comb is used to comb the hair. So memele, again we see that lice, upeirish bekuntris, masrek lare kinim. So memele, this he put before, veder shcheira kefetzesli is beroish. That was the rai from before. So you see al kaponim, the kinim, when Chazal speak about kinim, they're speaking about the insects that find themselves in the hair of the head. Ba'oy bebroches amrinon, mimaduri mili umismartuti kalmi. That Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, said, and again alonu, is that lice come out from shmatas. Mimismartuti kalmi. The derech kinim levones horeicheshois liyais bismartute. These are the white insects that creep. Bibgodim yeshonim. Ba'oid de pirish amalakama beperk shmeinish rotzim. Shu porovorovo. That's why there's a chiyiv of natilus neshame. Because the pirish is porovorovo. There's a zocher on the keve. Vekina reicheshis eina porovorovo. Ela bo mizei yesod. Lekach nir la rabbeinu tam. Punkt verkehrt. De shchoi ra'akei fetzes, hi pirosh. The dark insect that jumps, that's a pirosh. V'chai v'lele kulam. That is no machlekes rabbeles in the chachomim. V'kin ha'rei cheshes, which rabbeles the whole jechayiv, v'alocha v'ipaskin shori la'arloik, k'beisila la'matirim, we'll see at the end of the omid, that Beisilo was matir to kill a kina. Bekuntus ami pirish besomach the rabbi mekatalu b'shabes. Moses later the rabbi killed it, and Rashi says it's speaking about in Shabbos. So kaponim, so this will be mutter. The recheshes will be mutter, and the kefetzes is chayv. Oma, Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel said, so the vial, we said that the Mishnah is telling us, that not only Kri is also Leir Haner, Pilu Begodim is also Leir Haner. That means even a Shimush that does not demand so much concentration is also Leir Haner. So Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel said a greater Chiddush. Afilu Lahavchin Bein Bigdai LeBigdai Yishtai. If he needs the Ner, you have his clothing and his wife's clothing, they're hanging up together, And he wants to la'ir a ner to be mavchin, to take out his clothing or his wife's clothing. He needs a ner for this. So the concentration involved to be mavchin also, there's a tzairich for the ner, and there's a chshah Hashem ayat. Omarod, lo yamoron, elo de b'nei mechuze. The people in b'nei mechuze, they were more or less retired people. So we'll see in Rashi, so the men's clothing had a similarity to the women's clothing. So one had to be ma'ayin, one had to be ma'ayin good at the clothing in order to be mevara, which is a beged shalish or a beged shalishta. Avol de b'nei chaklisa, these people lived in farms in the country, so mamish was a different tsuringans, you don't need too much light and too much ion to be mavchin. May the yodi. Or the bnei mechuzah nami, that's what we said by the bnei mechuzah, that B'nai Mechuzah, we said that it is considered an Iyun, which is also Le'chaner, Nami Le'yamoron, Eladizkenes. So a woman, an old woman's begodim, could have a similarity to a begodim of a Ish. Avol the Yaldais, the young ladies, that style Zicha had no similarity with the style of the Anoshim, made the Yadiya. This is very easy to differentiate. You don't need any Iyun, so this will be Mutta La'ehaneh. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi explains the styles at that time. Menei Mechuze Mefandki. These people were Mefunokim Le'ovdi Meloche. That means if you have to do Meloche, so they couldn't afford, the men couldn't afford to have the same long begodim like women, because they were working in the fields. So Mamela, the begodim had a different surah. Nei mechuze mefanki, these people were mefanakim le'ovdi meloche. Ubegdayim rechovim shel isha. They were wide begodim. Wide begodim is not good to work in, but they were le'ovdi meloche. So they also had wide begodim, utzrichan iyon. So there you have to be ma'ayim. Meide yodi, but not in mechuze, then meide yodi, shebigdei hanoshim ktsorim. First of all, they weren't as long as the bigdei noshim. Sha'oiskim besodis b'malocha, they used to work in the fields. They couldn't have long begodim. They'll get in their way. And another thing, v'shal noshim rechovim b'teyad shalahem. There was a very wide sleeve. Again, mistum, if a person is working, so a wide sleeve would be in his way. But the Bnei Mechuzah, they could have wide sleeves. The Zekeinois, Ktsorim b'miktas, they weren't as long as the Yaldis. B'shal anoshim, menug, me'unogim, rechovim. V'daimim zeloze, gazrin Hashem oyate. He says the width of the sleeves were similar. Avol the Yaldis rechovim harbe. The Yaldis were more keen on style, so they had tremendous wide sleeves. Ve'ein shel anoshim doim elohem. Zok Tosfos, afilu lahavchin ben bigdoi lebigdoi ishtoi, v'akan hoyi liyeshovin. So it is also leiraner. Mikan nira lesser lahavchin ben bigdoi lebigdoi chaveiroi leiraner. Because there's also a similarity. Tana Rabbana. Ein poilin b'rshus harab. A person should not be mevayer. This was mistama leider atok tegle chazach. If the begodim were full with lice. But one should not clean out the begodim b'rshus harab. B'bnei ha-kovayt os kovad abriyas. It is a action which people, it raises a look of disgust with looking what someone's doing. So Mela, one should be sensitive to the feelings of the Oivrim Veshovim, not do it B'shus Harab. Ki Yaitse Boi, Omar Rabbi Yehuda V'omri Lo Rab Nechemye, Ein Oysen Apiktoizin B'shus Harabim, Bipnei HaKovei. Apiktoizin is a medium that a person takes in order to throw up. So Memele, it's also, one shouldn't do it B'Shus HaRab, Mnei HaKovit. Let us see Rashi, B'Shus HaRab B'Choyl, Mnei HaKovit Shal Oivrim, Shal Oyimasu, Apiktoizin HaKor, throwing up, Kach Matzosi. Zogte Gemara weiter, Tone Rabbono, HaMefale Eskelo, the person is cleaning out his begodim, Moilel, so you can squeeze the kinim, v'zoyrek, you can throw them away, u'bilvad shelo yarek, but he should be careful, he shouldn't do it with too great a zest, and he gives it a knife off and bekele, he might kill it, u'bilvad shelo yarek, he should be moilel it, because it seems these kinim were not cooperative at all, they jump back on him. So the moilel is, don't start up with me. But it shouldn't be, the melila should not be too great to kill it. But melila is mutter. Abishol oimer, no, melila is osa. Just neitel, you take it gently, vizoyrik. Ubelvad shaloyimle. So let us see, Rashi, what the machlekes is. So Rashi says, Meilo v'zoirik, b'shabes meilo lahatish kaichon. These were stubborn insects. Shlayar z'leilov. So they had to know who they're starting up with. So memeilu the melila is mut according to the Tanakhama. U'bulvad shlayimlo b'doichik v'yarek. The svira lay, and what's wrong? Harigas kina shvus. So now Rashi created a new Tana. We had Rabbi Lezer holds that there's a deraisa de kenetilas neshama. Soon we're going to have Beis Hillel and Teisa Badan, the Rabbonim that hold it's mutter to kill a kine. This Tana holds harigas kine is also midarabonim, but that's it. Melila is mutter. There's no problem with melila. So therefore he holds melo v'zayrik. Rabishol ki Rabbi Lezer. Rabishol holds like Rabbi Lezer that there's a chiyav netilas neshamu mechayiv chatos. Hilkach gezrina melila shelo yarek. By him, according to Rabishol, this is very difficult. He might make too strong a melila and they'll kill the kine. So therefore, so it's neifel v'zayrik, not meilel v'zayrik. Amar Rav Huna halacha, meilel v'zayrik, should be meilel v'zayrik, v'zel kvaydoi v'afilu b'choil. And that, he shouldn't do more than that. Afilu b'choil, that means even though when there's no shayla of chilul Shabbos, but al kaponim, ish mechubed should not kill insects. Zer kvoidoi vafilu b'chol. That's bothering him, ma'ilu v'zerik. But don't do more than that. Rabbi mekatalahu. Rabbi used to kill them. And Rashi says mekatalu, hoirgonu b'shabes. Rabbi l'alocha held, we'll see later, like Beis Hillel, that l'chatchili allowed to kill them. And he killed them afilu b'shabes. By Rabbi, there was no shayla of COVID, there was no shayla of Chilul Shabbos, it's a hefta goma. The Rav Sheishis, mikata lehu. Rove, shodi lehu lekana demaya. Rove, it's very interesting, he threw it into a keli full of water. Svasemis is a whole pilpul, but what was pshat in this? He wanted to table it before the ptire, that wasn't the mechuvin. The mechuvin was one of the two. Other pshat is the Svasemis wants to say that the mechuvin was that als with Neha Kovit, he held, you have to get rid of them, but don't kill them, just let them drown. That's the Neha Kovit. That's what the Svasemis wants to say. He brings a Morgan Avrom that's speaking about in Shabbos, and Rav held that it's not a psikreshe. Rav wasn't matter in Shabbos. Shadilu lekana demaya, this he was matter, it's not a psikreshe. Amalu Rav Nachman libnosei, Rav Nachman told his daughters, Ktulin, kill them, Vashmeinu li kola de sanbosi. I want to hear the call of my sonim. That means he was really against them. He says, it's music to my ears. Each kina that I hear gets squashed. It's mamish, it's miris. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elozar oimer, ein hirgin es amacholus b'shabes. It's not permitted to kill amacholus b'shabes, it's a kina. Divrei b'shamay. Beis Hillel matirin. V'chein oye, so we see machlokes, Beis Hillel matirin, they are matir to kill amachelus b'shabes. V'chein oye, Rabbi Shimon Elozar oye, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, another machlokes, ein mishadchen es ha-tinaikes li-oreis. One is not mishadach the tinaikes. V'loi es ha-tinaik l'lamdei seif l'lamdei umnes. V'ein menachmim aveilim, v'ein mevakrin choylim b'shabes divrei b'shamay. Beis Hillel matirim this also. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kina, machelus kina. Matirim kvar shtayim bepechshmei nishrotzim, that the soul of Beis Hillel is, we learn out the din of Netilas Neshama, me'elim u'adomim, the Mishkan, ma'elim porim v'rovim, avkol shepora v'rova, there's a chiyuv, of Netilas Neshama. V'kina ein ha-pora v'rove, elo, mibsar odom yisheretz. It comes out from the Zeyas ha-odom, spontaneous generation, from a mela, this is not called a chiyas, that is a chiyav of Netilas Neshama. Chein hoi Rav Shimon Elozar oimer, the Bani Nami, pligi be'shami ye'be'silu. ein mishatchen b'shabes mishum mimtzai chavtzecha v'isilo matirin d'kosovri chavtzecha is also v'loi chavtzei shemayim. This is chavtzei shemayim. V'ein menachemim aveilim mishum d'mitztayel. This is not out ima mitztarim. So therefore one should not be menachem aveilim. Let us see Tosfos. Tosfos says Neutel v'zoyrek u'belvad shelo yimlo. So Rashi yetzev pshat that this Abishol holds like Abeleza that is an iser d'yaraisa to kill a kines. Meila Malila is also wasa. Nira leforei Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. The Abishol ki rabbono. Abishol also holds like the rabbono. That what? That is no iser on hariges kine. The gozar melila de kine, otu melila de pirosh. A pirosh, there is an iser de reise by a pirosh. Melila de pirosh, shemo yarek. So there were gozar melila, otu melila, and melila de pirosh, otu hariges pirosh. I les kakashe, it's a gzeri, lexeri, but kula chod gzeri. That's how Tosfos learned. Rashi perish the Rabbeleza svirelei that he holds like Rabbeleza. So therefore, according to Rabbeleza, so therefore Melila is also. Aber so what about the one is mutter to be mevayer begodov mefala begodov, but without Melila, neitel v'zeri. Because so Tosfos asked the mashma the Rabbeleza svirelei the lefala is nami also the kama laela yefala. Shema Yarek, Rabbeleza, the Gemara had a tzad that the mission is going according to Rabbeleza, and there's an Isser lefalois, period. If there's an Isser deraisa to kill a kina, so memele chazal aset pili legamri. So how can you say it goes according to Rabbeleza? Mi yeshlaim de leel lekoyoi. The morning yera havamin. If the mission is going according to Rabbeleza, so then we see that if it's according to Rabbeleza, that according to Rabbeleza, there's an Issa Lefalis. But since the Gemara fell off, and the Mishnah Zichir only is going according to the Chachomim, the Tamis Leir Haner, so Mamele could be, Lefalis is Mutter, afil according to Rabbeleza. Rabbe Mikatei Elohu, Meforish Rivo Bechoil. Veko Yi Adarav Hunedikom Azel Kvoide Afilu Bechoil, that Rabbe is not speaking about the Shabbos, the Kishel, like Rashi said. Rabbi is speaking about the covered the kishayla. The Rav Huna said, "Mipnei kvoide, you shouldn't kill it." Rabbi used to kill it. But v'anan samchinen, Taisa says, "La'alocha v'soy mecharashi, the perish b'shabes, the kaima kebeisilu, the shoru b'somoch." They were matter, the afilo hariga. Tanu rabbono, hanichnas levaker esachile. Himel Shabbos hu himelizoik urefua kreivalovi. Ramei roima yechoyle hi sheterache. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shabbos hi melizoik tzorich laharchiv daitom betanchumim shelo yitztaru. So the Chodesh Aviv explains that this choyle gets very frustrated. Azoi, in the middle of the week, when people see he's sick, and meshrayt, and medavent, so that comforts him. Abi metutepes farem. Here, it's, they see that he's sick, akaitel tzachin yesurim, and garnished. So you have to be marchiv daite betanchum. The reason we are not zoyik is because Shabbos imel is zoyik. Then the Shabbos is a meineya from Zaoka. So Memele, so the Chodesh Aviv says, Ma'acher, the HaShabbos Ma'akevis Milizoik. Yanisenes Sherefue Kreivolovi, so Fakert, Bishar Shmira Shabbos. If we're not being Zoik, als the covered Shabbos, was ich a noisy ba'oil with you. But we're not zoyik als covered Shabbos, so urefua kreivolovai. So the refua will come in the schus of Shmira Shabbos. The Ramei Reimer, they told him more explicitly, Yechoyla hi sheterachim. The Shabbos is bekoyach sheterachim. So Rashi says, Yechoyla sheterachim im techabduo milihitztayer bo. Fakert. you also have to be mishtatef. If you won't be mitztayer in the Shabbos, so then the Shabbos, the schutz of the Shabbos will be merachim.